great to see our kids and see some of the things they learned this week at Summer Jam. Some crazy thoughts, but some really good thoughts about who God is and what he has for us, too. So I would love to take a moment to fill the grown-ups in on all the things that we've been learning this week at Summer Jam. I know that you guys already know the things that we've been learning at Summer Jam, but our grown-ups don't. And so each day of Summer Jam, we asked a big question and told a story about Jesus. On Monday, we looked at the question, who is Jesus? Do any of you guys know what we decided who Jesus was? Yeah. God's son. That's right. Jesus is God's son. So Monday, we heard the story of how Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We heard the story of Jesus' adventures in the temple as a boy. We learned that Jesus was more than just an extraordinary child. He, in fact, was God's son. Tuesday, we asked the question, why can I trust Jesus? We heard the story of the official's son being healed. There was a man who had a sick son. He was so worried and concerned, he thought his son might die. But he knew Jesus could help him. So he traveled a long way to where Jesus was and said, Jesus, come home with me and heal my son. Now Jesus said, go home. Your son has already been healed. The man here had two choices. He could stay and beg Jesus to come, or he could trust and believe that Jesus had healed him. What happened? Do you guys know what happened? Yeah. He trusted Jesus, and he was healed. I heard that back there. That's good. So why can we trust Jesus? Because he has proved himself to be so trustworthy. Because he loves us. And because he listens when we ask him for help. On Wednesday, we asked the question, why do we need Jesus? And heard the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. One of our Bible study leaders, Linda J., said it like this. There was no servant there, and so the disciples were going to pretend that they didn't have dirty, stinky feet. They were going to pretend that this wasn't a problem and sit down for the meal. But Jesus stepped in. Our lives, too, are filled with brokenness and sin. And just like the feet in the story, we too often try to ignore it. We pretend that it's not there. But Jesus so desires to step in. He wants to restore us from our brokenness and our sin and make us presentable before God the Father. We all need Jesus because only through Jesus, through his death and resurrection, can we be part of God's family. Thursday, we heard the story of the prodigal son. You guys remember this one, right? Okay. So there's this son who runs off and says to his father, give me half the money. I want nothing to do with you. I want to go and party and have fun. And so he does. He buys lots of clothes. He puts on the party hat. Do you guys remember Miss J's party hats? Awesome. Unfortunately, his money quickly runs out. It's the problem we have with money. And at his lowest, when this son is feeding the pigs and eating the pig slop, he decides, I'm going to go back to my father. I'm going to be a servant in his household because my father treats his servants with respect. As he's coming back to the father, what happens? Do you guys know? What happens? Alyssa? That's right. The father's waiting there for him. And the father won't receive him as a servant. Rather, he receives him as a son. He offers mercy and forgiveness and celebrates the return of his lost child. So how can Jesus help us when we mess up? Jesus offers us forgiveness and gives us a fresh start when we turn to him. Friday, we talked about living our lives for Jesus. And we asked the question, what does Jesus want us to do? Well, we learned that he wants us to know him and love him. And we learned that he wants us to share who he is and what he's about with others in our lives too. Just like the story of the original disciples who were told to go out and make more disciples, God wants us to tell our friends and our families about life with Jesus. All throughout these stories, all throughout the week, our Bible Center leaders and our group leaders offered our kids an opportunity to commit their lives to Jesus. We had at least a dozen kids commit their lives for the very first time. And Thursday morning, the junior kids were each given a heart with their name on it. They were given the opportunity to take the heart home, put it somewhere special, keep it, or to hang it up on the cross. And all of these kids wanted to leave their heart here with Jesus this week. It was a very incredible week, filled with incredible God stories. And if you can grab a kid in the foyer after, you should ask them what they learned. Because each and every one of these kids will be able to tell you something that really touched their heart from this week at Summer Jam. Alongside these stories, we all learned a memory verse. Now, if you were at Summer Jam, I want you to stand up and say the memory verse with me. Ready? One, two, three. And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Fantastic. Now, it has a little bit more impact when 300 people are saying it at you, but it's still very, very cool to hear our kids speaking out God's truth. For the next few minutes, I want to take some time to reflect on this verse and to reflect on how this verse has played out in my life. But while I'm doing that, I have a project for the kids. So if you're a kid and you want a piece of paper, you can come grab one. And I have some crayons. What we're going to do, so we're going to take our piece of paper and fold it in half, like that, and then fold it in half again, like that. And then I'm going to tell you what you're going to draw on each of the four sides of your book. Okay? Ready? Go. No one's watching you. Don't worry. Yes.
I go for it, Friday.
Oh, do you want a book? There you go. Awesome. All right. Fold it in half twice. You've got this. I'm sure you do. I'm going to move back so that you guys can be closer to that and I don't feel like I'm standing in the middle of the crazy. Okay, so on the very front of your book, here, have a book. Yeah, good. On the very front of your book, I want you to draw a picture that reminds you that Jesus points us to God. Okay? That reminds you that Jesus points us to God. Like many of our Summer Jammers, I grew up in a Christian home. I had many opportunities to hear about God's love at Sunday school and VBSs and around the dinner table. And I decided to give my heart to Jesus when I was very young. Now, I know I didn't have it all figured out. But even now, as an adult, many years later, I still don't. I still have questions. God takes our simple faith that we put in Him. All we need to know is that we need Jesus, that He loves us, and that He wants us to be a part of His family. Over the years, God will grow our little faith into more and more and more. God will grow our relationship with Him. There's a verse in Luke 2:52 that says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and favor with both God and men." And that's what He desires for each and every one of us. As we commit our lives to Him, He will grow that little bit of faith into something big. This picture of John 3:16, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me," reminds us that Jesus is the door. He's the way that we have access into God. It reminds us that He desires for us to come to God each and every day. It reminds us that He invites us into God's family. The context of this text is Thomas saying, how will we know the way to go when Jesus is gone? And Jesus says, "You know the way because you know me." Our relationship with Jesus is key to us finding our way to God. How are your pictures doing? Okay, move on to page 2. The second chunk of the verse, or actually it's the first chunk, big idea, first chunk of the verse, says, "I am the way." Can you guys draw on the inside, front side, something that reminds you that Jesus is the way? Okay, work on that for me. There are lots of I ams in the book of John. Well, like 6 or 7. I'm the bread of life. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the way is one of these. And while Jesus is the way to God, I think there is more to this statement. He wants us to know that I'm the way in life every single day. Now, in my life, I'm a woman with a plan. I don't know if you guys are planners, but I'm a woman who loves to plan, to have it all figured out, to go from point A to point B to point C. As a young grade 12, I had my plan for life. Some of you can relate, maybe. I had planned to go into medicine. I was planning to be in the sciences, maybe in ultrasound tech, if I really was, like, loving school, a doctor. By 25, I was definitely going to be married. And by now, I would probably be thinking about the 2 kids and the dog. That was my plan. I don't know. Maybe you can't relate. Now, it's not a bad thing to plan and to dream. This is a good thing. But one thing that we might guess is that sometimes God's plans for us are different than our plans for ourselves. Right now, those of you who know me know that I'm a pastor. I am not in medicine. I am not a doctor. I am not married. And I do not have kids or a dog, actually. I love my life. And I love how God has called me and brought me to this place. When Jesus says he is the way, he's reminding us that he is going to plant our feet in the way we should go. He's reminding us that he has a plan for us that is bigger and better than the plans that we have for ourselves. He's reminding us that and inviting us to follow his plans through all of life. Well, what does this look like? For me, it looked like going to Bible college. This was a decision that came about through God's prompting. I was at Bible study talking about surrendering my will to his when Briarcrest Bible College called and said that I had been accepted and could start in September. And I thought, God, are you trying to tell me something? Of course he was. I was working at a hotel when someone called and said, we think you should apply for this job at North Shore Alliance Church. And again, I thought, are you trying to tell me something? God invites us to trust him with our plans. God invites us to follow in his way and to listen for the promptings of his spirit through each and every day in our lives. Jesus is the way. How's it going? Done? Awesome. The next part of the verse says, Jesus is the, do you know? I am the way and the truth. That's right. So we're going to take our next page and draw something that reminds us that Jesus is truth. Can you do that? All right. Keep them busy while we're talking. It's good. As I was thinking about the truth, I was thinking our world has lots and lots of truths that it would like to offer us. There are lots and lots of lies that get counted as truths. Things like money will make you happy. Things like success is the most important thing in life. Things like it's not good to enter into deep relationship with people because you will just inevitably get hurt. There's lots of lies that we as adults and these guys as kids have believed all through our lives. Now, yesterday when I was thinking about this, I really wanted to stop there and just say there are lies out there in the world. They're out there, and it's good. You shouldn't believe in them. But I really felt like God was saying, Linda, I want you to tell them more. For me, for my life, there are lies that I have believed for a lot of years. And honestly, I have not had self-confidence in myself to believe that they were lies for lots of years. I believed that I was unlovable. I believed that my body wasn't what God designed it to be. I believed that I wasn't beautiful. I believed that God made some mistakes when he created me. And maybe there are some of you who believe these things true. But these are not truth. Jesus is the truth. And what it says in Scripture is the truth. There are lies that we hang on to, and they keep us like bound up. They keep us in captive, but God has freedom for us. He says through Scripture that we are loved, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. He says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he knit us together in our mother's room. He said that we have a voice, that he has given us a voice. 1 Timothy 4 is a verse that I speak over myself often, and it says, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set the example in word and deed." And he has a plan for each and every one of our lives. Jeremiah 33 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Whatever lies you have been believing about yourself, Jesus is the truth. There is truth, and it is Jesus. Whatever lies have been spoken over your life, freedom comes as we speak truth, the truth of Scripture, over our lives, as we let those truths rule in every part of us. So, Jesus is the way, and Jesus is the truth. Do you guys know what you need to draw on the back? Something to remind you that Jesus is the life. That's right. As I was thinking about this, I thought of John 10:10, which says, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." As I was thinking about this idea of full life, there was one week in my world that came to mind, and that was this week, Summer Jam. 5 years ago, when I started in leading our day camp, I had never led a day camp before. I had never been to a day camp for a whole week before. I stopped in for a couple days as an adult. And so I read lots and lots and lots and lots of books. And it was in one of these books, maybe like Becoming a Great Camp Counselor or How to Lead an Awesome Camp or whatever, I don't know, that there were the 10 ways to survive camp leadership. And I thought, yeah, this is good. This is really good. And as I read through the list, I thought, survival. Okay, so this week is about survival. Huh. The more I prayed into it and thought about it, the more I realized this week is not just about survival. God actually wants us to thrive. God actually wants us to enjoy life. God actually has good things in life for us. Deep within me, I knew that this was not truth. Survival was not it. That as we survive life, we're missing out. So, my very first year at Summer Jam, and every year since, I have enjoyed the moments of crazy. I have treasured the front row view of what God has been doing in the lives of our kids. I have received what God has wanted to teach me in and through this week. Now, this week translates into the rest of our lives. God wants a full life for us. He doesn't want us to just wake up each day and go to sleep each night thinking, "Man, I survived." He wants us to think, "This is the life God has for me." He has gifts and blessings for you that you don't even know. He has plans that you can't see. And he desires for you to live a full, full life. As we pray, let's ask for more of God's work in our lives so that we can know that he is the life and that we are living the life that he wants for us. While we know we need Jesus to point us to God, we need him to light our path, and we need to stand firm on the foundation of truth, we can also know that we need to walk in the fullness of the life he has for us. So this is our memory verse for the week. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And I want you guys just to take that home and ponder and maybe ask God, how does that work out in my life? Just like we asked a big question each day, that's the question I asked about this verse. How have I let you be my way? How have I let you be my truth? How have I entered into the life that you have for me? Let him speak into your life this week through this verse or through something else, because he so wants to come to you. He so wants to know you, and he wants to just share with you the things that are on his heart for you. How are your pictures doing?
Good.
Good. Okay. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing some more songs, because I'm done the whole thing too. Isn't that cool? And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, worship team, while I pray, why don't you guys come up? Because you're going to be right on. Okay. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this week and for this day. And God, I thank you for these kids that are a part of our community. God, I thank you that you are the one who just has plans and purposes for them. And that this week, all week long, you were teaching them about who you are and what you have for them. God, I thank you that you delight in each and every person who is here, that you see us all as your children, and that you desire for us to know you more. God, this week I pray that you would reveal yourself to us, that you would show us how you are the way, the truth, and the life for each and every one of us here in this place. And Jesus, I pray that you would just pour out your spirit in a mighty way on all of us. God, as we sing these songs, let them become truth in our hearts too. Just like the kids in the video who knew that you conquered the grave because they had heard that in a song, God. Let the words of these songs just permeate our whole lives. And let us stand on the truth of who you are. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
For the work that you're doing in the lives of our kids, and God, we just pray that you, by your Spirit, would continue to do your work in our children, drawing them closer to yourself, filling them with your Spirit, God. And we pray that that would spill over into the adult congregation of our church, Lord, and into this community. Pray for more spiritual breakthroughs in our lives, Lord, and may you even use our children to lead us into this. Thank you for this time of worship today, Lord. Thank you for what you've done this past week. God, we pray for the seeds of truth that have gone into the hearts of many this week, Lord. And we just ask, God, that you would just continue to grow those seeds of faith in the days ahead. And we just want to thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can take a seat. Just got a couple things to conclude with. First of all, I'd like to invite Linda Ray to come and join me up here. Linda, come stand here with me. I've known Linda for a long time. And I am so proud of her. And the pastor that God's making you into, and how God has called you to lead us. And I just really see great growth and maturity in you as a leader after my own heart in a lot of ways. I love a plan. I love to make a plan happen. And I love that in you. But I also love your heart for kids, for leaders, and for ministry. And God has used you powerfully this week. And we just want to say, as a congregation, thank you. We're proud of you, and we love you. I just also want to say that John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full, to the full. And that's the kind of life that God wants us to live. My 95-and-a-half-year-old grandmother died this past week in Australia, and she was driving stick shift until about 6 weeks ago. She went for a hair appointment every week to get her hair done. She loved Jesus, and she lived her life right to the end, to the full. And I want to live like that. And that's the life that Jesus can bring for us, a life to the full when he's the way, the truth, and the life. He can give us energy and strength just to live. And we need it in the midst of all the challenges of life. So go in the strength of that. Jesus wants us to live a life to the full. Amen. And we'll see you outside. Thank you.